Bob Harris Country on Radio 2, and my session tonight is with singer, songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Daryl Scott. Daryl is a much respected artist in his own right and is also known for his frequent collaborations with people such as Beth Nielsen Chapman, Emmylou Harris, Steve Earle and Tim O'Brien. Currently though, Daryl's on the road with Robert Plant as part of his Band of Joy tour. And we caught up with Daryl last month in Nashville for this session where he performed acoustic tracks from his latest album Crooked Road. And here he is with the title song.
I walk a crooked road to get where I am going. To get where I am going, I must walk a crooked road. And only when I'm looking back, I see the straight and narrow. I see the straight and narrow when I walk a crooked road. I sing a lonesome song to anyone who'll listen. Yeah, to anyone who'll listen, I will sing a lonesome song. And when I hear you singing to the sorrow sounds hopeful. The sorrow sounds so hopeful when I sing my lonesome song. And a lonesome song will be my true companion when all else has abandoned the singing of their own. And a lonesome song will fill my days with gladness, make joy out of sadness when I sing my lonesome song to you. Oh. I love with all my heart. There is no way of stopping. I have no way of stopping. I just love with all my heart. Through the broken and the beautiful, the bad news and the good news, the bad news and the good news is I love with all my heart. And a loving heart will be my true companion when all else has abandoned for loving of their own. And a loving heart will fill my days with gladness, make joy out of sadness when I show this loving heart to you. I long to be a happy man in this life that I'm given. In this life that I'm given, I long to be a happy man. And when the noise turns to stillness, I see I have the makings. I see I have the makings to be one happy man. And a happy man will be my true companion when all else has abandoned for happier their own. And a happy man will fill my days with gladness, make joy out of sadness when I show this happy man. And a happy man will be my true companion when all else has abandoned for happier their own. And a happy man will fill my days with gladness, make joy out of sadness when I bring this happy man to you. I walk a crooked road to get where I am going. To get where I am going, I must walk a crooked road. And only when I'm looking back, I see the straight and narrow. I see the straight and narrow when I walk a crooked road.
Daryl Scott. He's with us in the studio today, and the title song from the new release of Crooked Road. And wow, what a work this is, this album, Darryl.
Thank you, Bob.
20 songs released on your own record label,
mm-hmm.
and every instrument on the record played by your good self.
Yes, that's true.
So I'm interested then, obviously, in the way that one would build up the soundscape of a record starting from scratch, but when you are doing everything yourself. So take us through the process.
Right.
Well, sort of fast track us through it.
I take it on a song-by-song basis, and I start with a single instrument, of course. It depends what that instrument is. Some songs on the record were banjo and vocal. Some were piano and vocal starts. Most were guitar and vocal starts. And the way I figure it is, if you start with that simple and get the essence of the song, and it's there, like, okay, that's the one, that's the take, then everything you do after that as an overdub has to stand up to the sort of integrity and essence of that first. Otherwise, it's like, well, that's the wrong thing to be doing. So if it didn't need bass or drums or whatever like that, I just wouldn't put it on there. And I would find out immediately by trying something. And if it sort of violated, so to speak, the original essence of just guitar and vocal, then it wasn't helping. It was like, okay, then that's his trial and error.
Yeah.
That was as much of a plan as I had. The other thing that helped me in this was it's a chronological album. And the listener doesn't have to know that, but I just told you, and that's what it is. So the first song is the early part of my, and the whole album is about my relationship in love, in romance, of 30 years of doing romance, you know. And so the first song is the first kind of relationship I had at age 20 in terms of marriage. And so the album literally goes chronologically. And so since I knew which song was going to follow which, I could sort of prepare the production knowing that, okay, this one's going to turn into this song and this one. So it helped me to make some production decisions.
Yeah. One of the aspects of just the practicality of it, though, Darryl, time-wise, I mean, do you record to a click track? Do you have something in place that you lock everything into?
No, and I wanted to. I wanted to, but my engineer never brought a timepiece or whatever, and I don't have one.
So
we just do it. And what I found, actually, is since I'm the guy overdubbing to myself, I know my timing, I guess. Plus, I've been playing overdubs on sessions, you know, for years and years and years. So I guess I know what my timing is. So I didn't find it all that difficult to play to, you know, my guitar vocal or my piano vocal.
It's looser anyway, I guess, without. I mean, it's more expressive, isn't it, that you're not tied and locked in that way to a particular strict tempo.
Right, and hopefully, and this is what I do hope and did as I recorded it, was that it sounds like a performance, that it's not just sort of this gimmick of, oh, the guy played everything. Isn't that cute? You know, I wanted it to be like real music.
Yeah. It takes a long time, though, doesn't it? I mean, when we were talking when you were in London with Robert Plant and, you know, that Band of Joy performance, and we were chatting away about this album then, and I asked you how long it had taken you to gradually build up this soundscape.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, I did this one really quickly. It was a bit over a year.
Yeah.
Well, because that, I know that that involves coming back and leaving it and then coming back to it and all of that.
Right, all of it.
But nevertheless, you're on your own there probably a lot of the time, aren't you, working? It's quite a, I could imagine, solitary experience.
Yeah, the only other person in there with me was my engineer, Stephanie Hudacek. And normally, records take about 2 years for me to make, from start to now it's, you know, in my hand as a CD or something, about a two-year stint. And this was the quickest record turnaround I've ever made. I turned 50 during this record, too, by the way. And so there was something about turning 50 that I wanted some body of work that was significant or that had some kind of thing to it, you know, both thematically and that I was going to play and sing everything on this thing. And so what that meant was every time I was home from the road, I was working.
Yeah.
And it was like I called the engineer and it's like, I know I'm home for 5 days, so those 5 days are going to be recording. And then you go off on the road again and come back. So I really kind of honed in on it and made it happen as opposed to the two-year recording of my usual style. This one was just like, I got to get this thing done.
And one other thing about all of this is the fact that, you know, through the years, you've learned to play on a huge range of different instruments.
That's true.
There aren't very many of guys like you, are there, who can go right across bass, drums, you know, guitar, mandolin. You know, do you know what I mean?
How
did you gather this kind of repertoire of different instruments around you?
You know, it came from being a session player. And I didn't set out to be a session player. There was a period in my time here in Nashville where I was doing 2 and 3 sessions a day. And so, you know, one call of a record or something would be as an acoustic guitar player who brings a mandolin too. And then another one would be dobro or banjo. And so I kind of became known in the studio world as the guy who brings all that stuff. And if we need a mandolin part, he could probably pull it off, kind of thing. I don't consider myself, you know, like in the light of like Sam Bush on mandolin or Jerry Douglas on dobro. I'm not one of those guys, and we all know that, you know. But I am a guy who can pull off what I hope is the appropriate kind of dobro thing or mandolin thing, and you don't have to be the world's best to do that. And so for a while as a studio player, that's what I did. And so, yes, I have all those instruments. I collected all the weird instruments, too. I love the weirder the better because, you know, there's a place for them on a record. And on this record, I brought out everything.
Yeah. Basically. Well, that is such an aspect of it, as it were, sonic exploration.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, as you go through sort of tone and sound and feel and everything. It's a wonderful experience, this album, Darryl. Play another song from it, if you would.
I'll do this song called A Father's Song. And a little story of it, the tune and composition comes from a song of my dad's. And my dad is now 76 years old, but we made his first record at 71, his age 71. And he wrote a song about my youngest brother and sort of that father-son relationship. And this song I was writing about my kids, and I thought, well, I'm going to steal my dad's tune and put my own lyrics to it. So it's a co-write, and it's called A Father's Song. I've missed Father's Days and birthdays and Sundays with my son, hiking on the Blue Ridge with my daughter one-on-one. I have traded time for money, traded nursery rhymes for song. I have traded sleep for other dreams, traded always there for gone. Now some dads run the country, and some just run away. Some mop floors, some hang doors, or anything that pays. I play and sing my music, yeah, I take it across the land. This glimpse of muse is brought to you by Abe and Gabe and Mahala Ann. I didn't travel when they were first born, no, I kept the fires at home. With lullabies and early rise, I did not seek to roam. But the fire in me was growing, I couldn't keep it all inside. Now it's passing lanes and aeroplanes and another ticket to ride. Some dads wear a three-piece suit, others boots and gloves. Some dads are out of work, boys, I hope we face it all with love. I sing and play my music with heart and lungs and hands. This message, too, is brought to you by Abe and Gabe and Mahala Ann. Sometimes I take them with me, and one will pick my shirt out, and one will set the stage, and one will count the money before we drive away. It goes without saying,
They made me what I am. A father who is singing too for Abe and Gabe and Mahala Ann. This glimpse of muse is brought to you by Abe and Gabe and Mahala Ann.
Daryl Scott is with us here on Radio 2. We're in Nashville, actually, recording this conversation and this beautiful music, and that's another song from the album Crooked Road. You know, we've talked about your skills in the studio and your skills as a multi-instrumentalist. What we've not yet touched on that much is your songwriting skills. And, you know, I was just jotting down a few notes here. Some of the songs that you've been involved with or written and had hits with through the years. Born to Fly, Sarah Evans. It's a Great Day to Be Alive, Travis Tritt. You've written for Faith Hill, Kathy Mattea, Brad Paisley, Garth Brooks. And a couple of years ago, of course, we're in Nashville this year to cover the Americana Awards, as we do every year now. But 2007, you won Song of the Year for Hank Williams' Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
So the full Daryl Scott catalogue of songs then, how many is it through the years?
You know, I've never counted. I almost would be afraid to, but it's probably under 500. It could be 300-ish or something. And as far as people recording them, someone has told me there's been like over 70, but again, I have never counted. That might be an exaggeration. I don't know.
But I mean, you've had massive great hits here, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I've been very fortunate with that stuff.
And the label itself, Daryl, I mean, do you have plans maybe to bring in other people on your label?
No, I don't. I guess if I had more help with people running it, I would, you know. The only other person I've done a record on my label is my dad.
Right,
so that record I mentioned a while ago, that was my, you know, that's my other label mate, you know.
Because he is a honky-tonk singer.
He's very much that.
You know, and I'm surprised, therefore, then, that he hadn't done any recording before.
Yeah, he really never put out a record. Mm. And you know what? It's funny, in the honky-tonk world, at least the way my dad knew it, you would never do an original tune in a honky-tonk. There are guys who are doing it now, for sure. But back in his day, I mean, when you were hired as a band to keep people dancing and drinking in a honky-tonk, you don't pull out your own songs, and, or at least that's what my dad, that was his practice. And so he never had an outlet for it. And he would never have a clue as to how to go to Nashville and get someone to record your song. I mean, he's a laborer. He worked steel mills, you know, construction work. I mean, he would have no idea. But to me, that's almost the good news, too, because there are a lot of people out there who write songs and all that, and they just don't know how to get it out.
And, you know, I've got to ask you about working with Robert. I mean, were you a Led Zeppelin fan in your teens, Daryl? Because you would have been in your teens, wouldn't you, when the band was at its peak?
You know, I wasn't. And it's crazy. I'm going back now to discover Led Zeppelin, and I'm going back now to discover actually a lot of rock that I missed out on. I think I was a square kid. Plus, you gotta understand though, so if I'm with my dad, you know, growing up with my dad, he's not listening to rock stuff. And so if you're in the cab of the truck with my dad, you're listening to country music.
Yeah.
So I never was a Zeppelin.
So how did it be then that you are on stage now with Robert? Well, I mean, what a lineup, isn't it?
Yeah,
you and Buddy and Patty and what a row of voices as well, actually. Yours and Buddy's and Patty's and Robert's. Yeah. I mean, it's an incredible combination.
Thank you.
So, how did it all come about?
It's right down to one guy, and it's Buddy Miller. So Buddy produced the record on Robert, or with Robert, and Buddy put together an album band, the core band for the record, and Buddy called me to be, I guess, the multi-instrumentalist kind of guy, and to bring in, you know, as I did, the pedal steel or mandolin world or banjo world and accordion and whatever. And so that's really where it started, was actually as an experiment. I mean, we had booked 2 weeks, but it was kind of known that this may not work, you know, this combination of stuff. And so I thought one of the most telling things was in the first 15 minutes of once we got there, we were supposed to rehearse for 2 days. Well, within the first 15 minutes of running the first song, you know, Buddy and Robert just said, let's go to our mics, let's record. So we bypassed the rehearsal point and just went right into recording the record. And to me, that's really kind of been the whole basis of the recording. And the whole, even the tour has been very organic, is the way I would put it.
Yeah. Are you coming over to the UK again, you know, as a solo artist in the near future? Because last time we met in the studio in London, you were with Danny Thompson, weren't you?
Yeah, my good friend.
Yeah, so are you planning to come back again soon?
Yeah, right after the Band of Joy tour ends in Europe, I'm going to be doing dates in Dublin, London, and Glasgow. And that's November 3rd, November 4th, November 6th over there.
Excellent. Shall we play another track, or play a track from the CD itself, I should
say? Let's
do that. What do you want to hear?
Let's hear one called The Day Before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Look forward to seeing you in the UK, Daryl, and it's been a pleasure talking to you and listening to your music again today.
Thank you, Bob.
And this song from the new album, A Crooked Road.
It's the day before Thanksgiving. That is all.
Every sound you heard was that of Daryl Scott. That's a song called The Day Before Thanksgiving, and it's part of Daryl's 2-CD set, A Crooked Road. 20 songs on the album altogether. Daryl plays everything on all of them, and the album is available on Daryl's Full Light record label. More from his website, darylscott.com. And as he mentioned, he'll be playing solo concerts Thursday, the 4th of November at the Monto Water Rats here in London, and the 6th of November at Blackfriars in Glasgow. And of course, we'll also be able to see him and all those musical skills with Robert Plant's Band of Joy as part of BBC Radio 2's Electric Prom season, Friday the 29th of October at the Roundhouse here in London.